Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 409, 78 degrees here on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. And like every Tuesday, we bring in our good friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran. He was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us navigate that system to let veterans know of the things that are out there that they have earned throughout their career. Tommy, thanks for joining us today. You've been running around a lot the past 48 hours.
I have, Rob, but it's important to be here, and I'm happy to be on your show.
So are you in the swamp right now?
I am. Now, you guys got to stand by. If you got to evacuate me out of here, you know, I want you to keep your cell phone on. I might need to get out there to scram.
Well, I think all the focus is in California right now, so we maybe will get a QRF to you to get you out pretty easy in D.C. They're all focused over there looking at the shiny things.
Yeah, they really are, and it's really saddening to me. A lot of the commentary I'm hearing. And so for those of your listeners who don't know this, I'm a Mexican born. I was born in Mexico, U.S. citizen. And I immigrated here as a young man. My mother was not only born in Mexico, but lived there until she was about 14 or 15 years old, I believe, maybe a little younger, came here to America, and then later on adopted me, and came back to Mexico, adopted me, and then brought me back to America. So I have lots of family members. Obviously, I got 18 brothers and sisters, a lot of them in L.A. County, in Santa Ana, in Irvine, and all those places where this is going on. And it's troubling because what's being told on the news is that, you know, there's a lot of misinformation. First and foremost, I just got to bring this up. The people in the Democratic Party who are against the troops and the National Guards being used and trying to invoke posse comitatus, and they say, well, this has been since the inception of our nation, posse comitatus exists. That's not true. Posse comitatus didn't come into play until after the Civil War. That's first and foremost. But the second thing is, these are the exact same people who were 100% behind the National Guard being used on January 6th. And that, you know, lived under their shelter of the National Guard for months and months and months. So the idea that the National Guard shouldn't be used to protect the lands and to enforce the law, states' rights and all these things, they didn't have a problem with it previously. Of course, it goes back to their original stance during the George Floyd riots, where they just let whole cities burn down and all throughout America when those things are going on. So it's confusing.
Well, they actually ran that guy for vice president, so we can't put much faith in them there. But listen, I'm glad you brought up your background a little bit, Tommy, because I posted on my social media earlier today, CNN has a new poll out that said legal immigrants have shifted 40 points away from the Democrats in 2020 to 2025 with a +8 now towards Republicans for legal immigrants that are for what's going on with illegal immigration enforcement.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things I think that people don't understand. I'm going to break some news to people who don't know any Hispanic people. Hispanic is a made-up word. We are all different. Hispanic is a word, I hate to say it, that was made up by a white liberal professor at Berkeley. Mexicans don't have a lot in common with Venezuelans or Cubans, and we sure the hell don't have a lot in common with the Spanish. All right? They have a hierarchy that is established between all the cultures, and there's all sorts of different levels. You know, technically, Filipinos are Hispanic, too. The idea that our foods are the same, our culture is the same, our people are the same, we have similarities, that's for sure, but we're just as different as somebody who's Irish or somebody who's European, right, from England. There's vast differences in our food, our culture, and everything. So this idea that we're monolithic and that we all, you know, breathe, eat, and think the same way is ridiculous. And the second point I have is I can't tell you how many, you know, of my family members who were longtime Democrats are no longer affiliated themselves with the party for a multitude of reasons. And they don't like the immigration or lack that was going on in securing the border because it invaded their communities. And the people who are coming across, this is so funny. There's all these Mexican flags being waved. And my mother, who is a Democrat still to this day, used to always tell us she did not like Mexico. She says, they're all saying Viva el Mexico. Viva Mexico, but none of them want to actually Viva Mexico. They don't want to live there. So she thought that was always funny. But it's ironic that people think that because we're Hispanic, because we're legal immigrants, that we're going to automatically side with these people who aren't Mexican. They're Venezuelan. They're El Salvadorian. They're all these other things. And we don't all just hang out at clubs and be like, hey, here's a little Hispanic section and share stories of our childhood. That is not a real thing, people. We're all uniquely different. We have different backgrounds. We have different cultural beliefs. Our families are set up different. We have a lot of similarities, for sure. But I would say we have as many similarities with a Venezuelan family, as I do with an Irish family that's Catholic. Brazilians, completely different culture and a different language. So this idea that we're monolithic and that we're all just going to agree with illegal immigration when we all came here illegally, and that we agree with crime and looting and all these things, that's just ignorance.
Every illegal immigrant that I've spoken to or that I know, like yourself, this is angering them more than it does me or your average person from Northeast Pennsylvania that was born and raised here from European descent. They did things the proper way. They know how to do them. They know how much hard work it is to do it the right way. And these people that are just coming in and then getting all these services are truly angering legal immigrants.
Oh, yeah. My mother refused welfare her whole life. She raised us on minimum wage and bought a house. Right? She has always been a staunch anti-welfare person. So she has a very hard time staying as a Democrat, knowing that all these people are coming here and immediately getting free benefits. Her argument is when you come to the United States, you should be working for a minimum of 10 years before you're able to receive any benefits. That's her belief. And, you know, she is hard on that. She doesn't like that anyone comes here and gets anything free. She believes that you should come here and work. This is a lady who worked, who never took a sick day in her life, ever, working all these years. And she's just got an impeccable work ethic, one that I try to emulate. And people like her who came out of the fields, and she's super happy that I got to work in Congress and became an American. They're not in favor of people coming over here and just getting free stuff, not having to wait in line like our family members and all those kinds of processes, avoiding them. So you're not going to find a lot of sympathy from those individuals.
No, and I think Democrats are finding that out. So what do you got going on in D.C.? What meetings you got set up? Anything you could tell us about your plans there?
I have a couple of, you know, I'm a lobbyist. I know people are going to hate that, but I've got some work to do here. I'm actually in a meeting just a minute ago with Jason Rubin, U.S. Navy SEAL, Purple Heart recipient, great guy, author. I highly recommend getting his book if you haven't read it. But I got two other really big things going on tomorrow, or excuse me, Thursday. I'm meeting with the Pardon Attorney's Office, and I'm going to talk to him about some military veterans and service members who deserve pardons, because they were treated unfairly by the UCMJ, and I hope they hear me out on it. And I'm also going to bring up Mike McMahon's case and just ask their office, what's going on with this? When is that going to get done? If you guys are unfamiliar with Mike McMahon's case, please go to pipehitter.org, and you can read all about it. It's total injustice, and I'm going to advocate on his behalf. And then I got one other super cool thing that I'm doing tomorrow with the VA. I'm going to personally deliver to the Secretary of the VA a birthday card for President Trump from a 101-year-old World War II veteran. So I'm super excited to do that. It's an honor to help that guy out and to get that. And the Secretary of the VA, they're going to deliver that to President Trump for his birthday.
Incredible. And I know you did some background on this 101-year-old veteran. He is 100% legit. He has done his service.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's here with us today. And it's a great thing you're doing, you know, making sure that things are hand-delivered here.
Yeah, I trust no one other than myself to walk this one through. So I'm super honored to be able that they even asked me to do it and participate in any way, shape, or form. I was all over that, Rob.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking offline about this, and you know, everything you've heard and everything you see about this individual, you know, he's a great conversator, right? He knows you know what he's doing here. Everything's about him. And listen, I was reading on the anniversary of D-Day, some people from Northeast Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, most of them have passed away in recent years, but you know, telling their story from here in Northeast Pennsylvania, their ages were like 94, 97, 101, you know, 98, and it was just so great to see them live so long and after they've done so much for this nation. We truly stand on the shoulders of giants.
Absolutely. I'm inspired by the veterans of wars past and those who have served before me. And, you know, a lot of people, I was very beneficial to serve after 9/11 and how people had the military in such high regard. And that's because of the people who came before me who wore the uniform. I know it just wasn't me.
Yeah, and I always encourage my listeners, and I know you do as much time as you do, to visit Arlington National Cemetery, to go to the war memorials in Washington, D.C., and hopefully see one of these honor flights come in and see them visit these locations, because it's just truly something to see when they're there and they're back at their memorial and they see how much this nation appreciates their service.
Yeah, absolutely. It's inspiring to go to those events, for sure.
All right, Tommy. Listen, if my followers want to check you out and what you're doing and the information you put out there, how can they do that?
You can always find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and even Facebook at Tommy Marquez Consulting.
Sounds
Marquez
great.
Marquez with a Z.
And make sure you get those pictures out there from your travels this week, and I'll make sure to get them on my social media feed so they can follow you along as well. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 425, 77 degrees. Somebody said it's raining. Is it raining outside, Jake? Maybe it is.
It looks like it's going to.
Yeah, it sounds like I hear maybe rain on the metal roof here. We'll see. Let me see what our radar here, because that's what we do here. We get you the right updates at the right time. Radar. Oh, yeah, rain coming through the area. There's a wave of showers all the way up from Carbondale down to Berwick. Right now it's in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, you know, it's hitting the valley, coming across. But the bright part is, once this passes, there's really not much behind it. So deal with a couple of showers, and then hopefully the rest of the evening is ours. Well, the Dalton dictator, Tiffany Haynard, remember her? She's the Illinois mayor, disgraced Democrat mayor, finds herself in more legal trouble again. Well, this time she pled the fifth. Chicago suburb former Democrat supermayor is facing yet another legal hurdle after failing to produce public records from her time in office after being held in contempt of court earlier this month. In a hearing on Friday, Tiffany Haynard's attorney pleaded the fifth on his client's behalf after she was ordered to hand over public records for her time in office. The smear campaign against Tiffany Haynard, which began while she was in office, continues even now that she's out of office, the attorney said. He conceded that the former mayor does not have the requested documents, with an Illinois judge allowing Haynard's legal team to submit an affidavit in its place. How this woman remained so long in office, her community was against her. Her fellow Democrats were against her, and she just did whatever she wants, spending money on a whole lot of stuff. The mayor has no document that the plaintiff seeks. The matter is going to be resolved with a simple affidavit. The whole hearing was much to do about nothing. The hearing stems from a lawsuit filed by Edgar County Watchdogs after the organization sued Haynard in the village of Dalton for failing to produce financial records after the documents were requested under a Freedom of Information Act. We had little doubt that Ms. Haynard would use losing the election as an excuse not to produce the documents, an attorney for the organization said. Invoking the Fifth Amendment for a criminal investigation was an added wrinkle. The watchdogs will keep looking for the documents, even if the voters may have inadvertently thrown out the documents with the mayor. It's how this woman is not in jail is beyond me. But in response to the FBI looking into Haynard's administration, village trustees voted to hire former Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot, remember that investigation, into the former mayor's spending. At the initial vote, supporters of Haynard clashed with her opponents at the meeting, spiraling into a screaming match between the groups. Lightfoot's investigation report. Now, this is the former mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, now. Her investigation reportedly revealed the village's fund fell from its initial $5.6 million balance to $3.6 million deficit, with the local government's credit card bills accumulating to a whopping $779,000 balance in 2023. On the day Haynard lost the mayoral primary, the village of Dalton was reportedly slapped with a federal subpoena as officials demanded records tied to a land development allegedly tied to Haynard's boyfriend. She is required to return for a hearing on June 11th with a judge set to decide if she should remain in contempt of court while being fined $1,000 a day. Hopefully the FBI moves forward and after due process, of course, this woman sees the inside of a cell. But it's interesting that can't produce any of the documents when she was a mayor and just pleads the fifth. Remember one of the last meetings she was at, there was a fist fight broke out between her boyfriend and some other people, and she ended up jumping in. Crazy times there, but listen, you get what you vote for. And Northeast Pennsylvania should know that better than anyone, because we're seeing it here in Lackawanna County. There's some places in Luzerne County that see it. We need to do better. Name recognition, who's in the good old boy or good old girl network, just can't cut it any longer. We truly need to get people who have the skill set to, first of all, the skill set to do what we hire them to do. And, you know, even locally here in the city of Scranton, you think that with the resume that they have, there is the skill set to do the things they do, but yet they need a consultant to tell them to tie their shoes and when to walk down the street, only after there's a walkability study to walk down the street. So, and even after all those grant monies paid for the walkability study, what have we seen from it? Haven't seen much. It's nothing much but photo ops. It is 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, June 10th, in law enforcement across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Today we have two officers, Patrolman Charles E. Attig Jr., Shamokin Dam Borough Police Department. In 1983 on this day, he was shot and killed by a subject who was seeking revenge for being issued a speeding ticket earlier in the night. The suspect had received the ticket from a chief of police and returned to the area with a rifle in search of the chief. The suspect then located Patrolman Attig, who was issuing a littering citation to a motorist at North Old Trail. The suspect opened fire, striking Patrolman three times. The suspect was apprehended and stated he thought Patrolman Attig was the chief. The 31-year-old suspect was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life without parole. In 2021, he was in Phoenix prison. Patrolman Attig was a United States Army veteran and served with the Shamokin Dam Borough Police Department for 3 years. He was survived by his parents, brother, and sister. Patrolman Joseph Francis Gaetano, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, 1966, was shot and killed by a prisoner who gained control of the service revolver in an elevator of a public safety building while transporting him to the identification section to number one cell block. The suspect was captured 90 minutes later. The 21-year-old suspect was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life on March 17, 1968. As he is being transported from the Allegheny Jail to Western Penitentiary, his wife slipped him a sawed-off shotgun. As officers subdued him, the gun discharged, wounding a guard. On April 15, 1969, he received an additional 8 to 17 years for attempted escape. On May 8, 1969, his wife was sentenced to 2 years for aiding in his escape. She slipped him a shotgun and she was given 2 years. The suspect applied for parole in 1981. Patrolman Gaetano was a Korean War veteran and had served with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police for 12 years. He was assigned to the public safety building. And those are our two from here in our area. Body shop guy said that it is pouring in Exeter right now. And yeah, it's coming through the valley. It'll get through and move on. Looks like, after that, we're good. We also had that incident on 380 today, earlier today, northbound on 380, so coming towards us, between Toby Hanna and Gouldsboro exit. There was a road rage incident, some type of firearm involved. I'm not sure the full details. But the fact that it was investigated for so long leads me to believe that there were injuries, if not death, involved with this road rage incident. Again, I don't have any. I'm just saying there's for a simple road rage incident where a firearm was just displayed, I cannot see that road being shut down for so long. And it was shut down. There were numerous amounts of officers at the scene scouring for evidence, it appeared. I did see that there is a be on the lookout for what we call a bolo out for a person of interest in regards to that road age. They do have a name. They do have a vehicle type. There is a plate number. I believe it was a black Hyundai Tucson, and they do have the plate that's out there. That's hopefully they have the person in custody by now. This was before the show started. I saw that being put out. So, we talk about it all the time. Don't get involved. Don't let road rage get to you. Don't even get involved with other people on the road. You know, if someone's putting you in danger, get away from them. There's no need to interact with any of these morons that are out there that are looking for trouble. That we know who they are. I saw that there was a Subaru driving around the Clark Summit area where a bunch of the people on their local page were pointing it out that, he was almost running people off the road, a young kid. They did identify him. I'm sure his parents are aware of it now. Hopefully something's being done. Hopefully law enforcement is involved as well, because it appears that it was reckless on many occasions where a lot of people were afraid for their life and safety and their families' lives with children in the cars. But there's no need. Give a description of the vehicle. Get a license plate if you can. It's one of the reasons why I have a dash cam in my car. And, I recommend them highly for anyone else. To have them, just another level of evidence if something happens, if someone runs into you or stops in front of you or gets out, or you have to, defend yourself. Somebody blocks a highway and start banging on your car. You have your family, you have your kids in there. You need to get out safely. You need to do what you need to do. And it's good to have the evidence of that. It's not your job to sit there and be a victim of a crime if someone's threatening you, especially in Pennsylvania. We do have laws to protect us here. And you need to know them. You need to be able to articulate your actions and what you did. But unneedlessly, there's no need to get involved because you don't know what kind of crazy is in other people's vehicles, what kind of weapons they have and such. And this incident on 380 earlier today is a prime example of that. We don't know how bad it got, but it doesn't sound like it was just a minor road rage with a displayed firearm. It seems like it was a little more involved than that. It is 4:41 here at WILK, time for 2020 Traffic and Weather Together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been on this day, Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. So what do we have for June 10th on this day? Well, 1692. We're going way back today, 1692. The first hanging of the Salem witch trials. Bridget Bishop became the first person executed during the infamous Salem witch trials in Massachusetts Bay Colony after being found guilty of witchcraft. That was 1692. 1854, near and dear to my heart, the first U.S. Naval Academy graduation. 1854, yes, the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis celebrated its inaugural commencement, making a milestone in American naval education. 1854. 1898, and I did see the U.S. Marines post about this today. 1898, the U.S. Marines landed Guantanamo Bay. During the Spanish-American War, U.S. Marines landed in Cuba, initiating a campaign that would significantly shape U.S. international standing. 1935, founding of Alcoholics Anonymous. Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith convened in Akron, Ohio, forming Alcoholics Anonymous, otherwise known as AA, and introducing the 12-step recovery program, which spread globally. This is a great organization. Thankfully, it was founded in 1935. I have many friends who are clean for many years, if not decades, and if it's 3 months or 30 years for you. Congratulations on your achievement. Keep it up. Every day is another day. And, make your call if you feel tempted, no doubt. But congratulations to the anniversary of the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's done some great work for a lot of people and held a lot of families together. 1940, Mussolini enters World War II. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini declared war on France and Great Britain, further expanding World War II involvement. 1963, the Equal Pay Act was signed. President John F. Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act to eliminate gender-based wage disparities, an important landmark in U.S. labor law. And in 1967, we have the end of the Six-Day War. Through centered in the Middle East, this UN-brokered ceasefire ending the Six-Day War had broad global geopolitical impacts. 1977, James Earl Ray escapes prison. Convicted assassin of Martin Luther King Jr., James Earl Ray escaped from the Tennessee Brushy Mountain Penitentiary. He was recaptured days later. Let me see here. 2018, the end of Opportunity Rover's mission. NASA's Mars rover Opportunity sent its final transmission after 14-plus years of groundbreaking work. Originally planned for only 90 days, lasted more than 14 years. Quite a milestone. Some notable birthdays on this day. Judy Garland, 1922 to 1969. Iconic actress and singer famed for The Wizard of Oz. John Edwards, born in 1953, U.S. Senator from North Carolina. And that is, that's pretty much our day in history. Looking at some other things there to see if I could add, but that's pretty much it. So that's our today in history. If it's your birthday today, if it's your anniversary today, make sure you celebrate it as you should. And congratulations on your milestone. It is 4:51 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. As we're talking to you here, the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, is speaking to troops at Fort Bragg in North Carolina right now. So you can catch that on your news channels. I'm sure some of them aren't covering it because why would they cover our Commander-in-Chief speaking in front of our troops? But you know where to find it if you want to watch. Somebody texted in, Rob, there's a story up at Legal Insurrection that the state-sponsored organizers of the L.A. riots are handing out American flags, now optics, LOL. This is not – listen, there's a lot of falsehoods being posted out there. I saw the posts about paying rioters, you know, several thousands of dollars, looking for strong, tough people to show up and work at these locations, you know, basically paid rioters. I could find nothing – except made-up posts to verify that. And it's been posted in a lot of places. It's been reposted by some influential people. But looking into that, I can find no, and speaking to some federal officials, we could find no nexus to legitimacy to that. So is it just propaganda popping up both sides? It may be. So that's why you haven't seen me repost those things. I know some of you have tagged me in it. You also have some posts. The governor Newsom of California posted a picture of troops sleeping on the floor and saying, this is what Donald Trump thinks about our troops, and this is what he's done to our troops. He doesn't even have preparations for them to sleep anywhere. Well, little does Gavin Newsom know, listen, our troops sleep anywhere, anytime, any place they have a moment to, and it doesn't matter if it's the floor of a building or anything else. But those pictures were from 3 years ago and had nothing to do with this. And that's the governor of California reposting that sort of thing. So there's a lot of misnomers out there. But this is true, that there was chatter that was brought that was infiltrated by the intelligence community to where Democratic operatives are saying that people waving the Mexican flag at these riots is not resonating with Democrats across America. It's actually turning them off. So they instructed people to go there with American flags and hand them out to people. And right after that message went out through the messaging systems of the organizations that are the infrastructure behind these non-organic riots, protests, whatever you want to call them, American flags started showing up. You saw people showing up with them over their shoulders. They were on flagpoles. They have video of people handing American flags out to people. Now, not for nothing, even if these American flags are $20 a piece, to get a couple of dozen of them to hand them out, not your average protester is going to spend a few hundred dollars of their own money to do that. So that is, in fact, true, that the messaging of people waving Mexican flags or foreign national flags with cars burning in the background is not resonating with Democrats in America, is not resonating with voters. They want you to wave and hand out American flags to make it look like you're standing for America. So it is non-organic. It's manufactured. There's a plan behind it. Their messaging has to ring through. And they'll modify their protests or their riot to fit, what they think will be grasped by the general American public across America. But the thing is, it's not resonating with anyone. The majority of Americans on either party believe that violent, illegal immigrant criminals should be removed. They don't support attacking ICE agents. They don't support rioting and blocking streets and looting. I mean, they looted an Adidas and Apple store. And a CVS. Now, okay, that might be small. It might not have been a whole city. But they emptied out a huge Adidas store. They emptied out an Apple store, which was quite a large one. And they emptied out a CVS. What did CVS, Adidas, and Apple do to the illegal immigrants? I mean, inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. And here's something that'll just piss you off further, because it did me. The House of Representatives Rules Committee passed a bill prohibiting non-citizens from voting in D.C. Yeah, you heard me right. The House Rules Committee voted along party lines to advance H.R. 884, a bill that bars undocumented immigrants from voting in Washington, D.C. elections, to the House of Representatives floors, meaning every Democrat voted that illegal immigrants should be able to vote in Washington, D.C. The committee also passed three other measures from the House Oversight Committee addressing D.C.'s sanctuary city laws, due process rights of federal law enforcement, and the fentanyl crisis. House Republicans introduced H.R. 884 this year after Democrat-controlled Senate did not take up the identical version of the bill last May. Now that Republicans have united government, the bill rescinding voting rights for non-citizens and residents in D.C. is likely to be signed into law. As it stands now, non-citizens can vote in D.C. local elections. The House passed it last year, but the Senate was under Democrat control, so it never went anywhere. But now is a different story. But let it sink in that every Democrat congressman on this committee voted to allow illegal immigrants to vote in Washington, D.C. local elections. This is what they want. They want it spread further. They want it to go even more. Let me make one thing abundantly clear, that only individuals who should be voting in American elections are American citizens, House Rule Representative Chairman Woman Virginia Fox said. Just a cold, hard fact that someone cannot stomach. It's coming up on 5 o'clock here on WILK. We'll be back.